after fires moved through. New York Judge Juan Merchan will sentence Donald Trump today in his hush money case. Trump will not get jail time, but he will become the first U.S. president ever convicted and sentenced for a crime. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether TikTok should be banned for national security reasons. Congress ordered the app's Chinese-based owners to sell or face a ban. So far, they haven't done that. This is ABC News. On hold as of now, a plea deal involving the man accused of planning 9/11.
The stay ordered by the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals puts a halt to Friday's hearing, where the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was to have pled guilty in return for the death penalty being removed from his case. The stay is being ordered so that the court can have more time to determine whether Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has the authority to reverse the plea agreements that were offered to Mohammed and two other 9/11 plotters. Two military courts had ruled that Austin did not have that authority and that the plea agreements could proceed. Luis Martinez, ABC News, The Pentagon.
Actor Alec Baldwin is now launching his own lawsuit against prosecutors in New Mexico. He is accusing them of intentionally mishandling evidence in the deadly Rust movie set accident to make him the scapegoat. Last year, now officially the hottest on record ever, climate scientists from Europe and Japan confirming the average worldwide temperature in 2024 surpassed the previous record. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermaine. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. One person was injured after a shooting on the Lacouture Reservation near Hayward on Sunday night. According to the Lacouture Tribal Police Department, authorities arrived on scene and found a person with gunshot wounds, and that person was taken to the hospital. The police department has made two arrests and believe this is an isolated incident. No names were released. Protecting your personal information and finances from fraudsters gets harder each year. The Better Business Bureau has some suggestions to help you avoid fraud. Lisa Hale has more.
Starting the new year with a new awareness of scammers and their methods can help you have a fraud-free year in 2025. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau has collected a group of resolutions to help you stay fraud-free. Add these to your list of weight loss and financial goals to make the upcoming year safer. Resolve to be cautious with email. Be wary of any unsolicited emails. Resolve to never send money to strangers. Research before making online payments and purchases. Resolve to never share personal information with a stranger. Resolve to create strong, unique passwords for each account that you have. And resolve to be social media smart. That means not sharing too much personal information. Finally, check your financial statements regularly and educate yourself on the latest scams. Find out more ways you can protect yourself against being scammed this year by seeing our story at civicmedia.us.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Wisconsin Auctioneers Association getting ready to celebrate their 75th anniversary. And what are they doing? Looking for the next generation of auctioneers. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. They've partnered with Wisconsin FFA to try to do just that. We'll explain the details next.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to six locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal. January 27th, during the Wisconsin Auctioneer Association's annual convention, they're opening the doors to Wisconsin FFA members that would like to compete and try their hand at becoming the next generation of auctioneers. Diane Morgan with the Wisconsin FFA explains.
If and when an FFA member becomes interested in this, the Wisconsin Auctioneer Association is trying to pair them up with an auctioneer or a mentor or someone to help them. Similar to having like a coach for your livestock team, someone to help coach these individuals and learn more about auctioneering, because quite frankly, there isn't a lot of I tried to look for resources, et cetera, and there isn't that many resources actually out there for them. So a person to go to and someone to work with, I think, is ideal.
Diane Morgan with Wisconsin FFA says they've already got 8 young people that are signed up to compete at the Wisconsin Auctioneers Association convention in Marshfield on January 27th. Any other interested parties that would like to jump in are welcome. Just contact Diane through the WisconsinAgEd.org website. And 2 Wisconsin cheesemakers will be honored in April during CheeseCon in Milwaukee. Sid Cook from Carr Valley Cheese and Steve McKeon from Emmy Roth in Monroe will be recognized as the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association's 2025 Cheese Industry Champions for pursuing their love of all things cheese. That's a quick update on food news. I'm Pam Yonke.
Is Jordan Love ready? I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow. More my elbow. Covering that.
Soreness.
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with 5 players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Favorite stadium and everything. Yeah, I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 above. Tomorrow, cloudy, 21 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. We could end up with a couple of inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
98 Q Country.
To watch them knock you down. It's like you to love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. I hear you've been asking about me from some of my friends. Well, you better believe I'm not through that again. You're the kind of man a woman thinks she can change. Oh, but the only thing changing is my way of thinking, and I'm thinking that maybe someday somebody's gonna give you a lesson in losing. Somebody's gonna do to you what you've been doing, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson in hurting. Somebody gonna leave you with your fire burning and no way to put it out. Baby, there ain't no doubt you're a what you've been given, and I hope that I'm around to watch them knock you down. Oh, it's like you love them and leave them, just like you love me and left me. It's like you to do that sort of thing over and over again. You're a foolhardy man. Somebody's gonna give you a lesson and leave, and somebody's gonna give you back what you've been given.
Said pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said I'm going to LA. All the pretty girls said I hate my hair, talking to the mirror in their underwear. All the lost boys said I just got paid. All the lost boys said I wanna get. Kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the sheriffs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. Kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the 17 said I'm getting out of Dodge. All the big dreams said I'm selling all I got. All the high rollers busy placing their. Me, I'm headed south, cause all the pretty girls say I'm home for the summer, shoot out the lights. Don't blow my cover, oh, I'm free tonight. I'm coming over, call all your friends. Somebody hold me, all the pretty girls say. All of the whiskey went to my head. Shut up and kiss me, all the pretty girls say.
All of your favorite country music.
I listen all day.
24 hours a day.
24/7.
For free.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98Q Country.
I was in my early 40s with
a lot of life before me, when a moment came that stopped me on a dime. I spent most of the next days looking at the x-rays, talking about the options, and talking about sweet time. I asked him when it sank in that this might really be the real end. How's it hit you when you get that kind of news? Man, what you do? And he said, I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying. He said, I was finally the husband that most of the time I wasn't, and I became a friend a friend would like to have. And all of a sudden going fishing wasn't such an imposition, and I went three times that year, I lost my dad. Well, I finally read the good book, and I took a good long hard look at what I'd do if I could do it all again. And then I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Fu Manchu, and I looked deeper, and I spoke sweeter, and I gave forgiveness I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you would die. Like tomorrow was a gift, and you got eternity to think about what you do with it. What did you do with it? What did I do with it? What would I do with it? Skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull.
Waiting for you, keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell, no, I
your smile. I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama. He didn't buy, I'm here and he's in my MIA. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't.
Day the right way with us.
It's the best start to my day.
98Q Country.
I don't leave any room for doubt when it comes to you and me. Know all about the way I feel inside. You know how hard I try, but that don't mean that I can't love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you in my heart. Ooh, gonna love a little stronger. You tell me you're the lucky one, but I see things differently. I have just begun to show you that you mean everything to me. I still feel the need. Love a little stronger, dig a little deeper, go a little farther, anything to please you, girl. Tonight I'm gonna start all over, show you in my heart.
Diamond Rio Country Classic to get the weekend off and going here. Good Friday to you. 19. Doesn't feel like 19 out there, but it is 19. And temperatures will get up into the 20s, it looks like, today. 25 is what we're shooting for. 24 tomorrow, 27 now on Sunday. And then we drop off the table. Next week's highs early on will be cold, single-digit highs on Monday. But it looks like a quick turnaround, so we're going to go on a roller coaster here. Mild for the weekend, cold early next week. And then they're kind of pointing at a 30-degree high temperature maybe for next Thursday. Today is described as a couple of light snow showers. Well, we saw a dusting overnight. There's enough on the roadways to slow you down a little bit out there, so be careful. Not enough to make a difference as far as snowmobile trails right now, but there is a dusting that could affect your travel here this morning. So be careful out there. High temp of 25 today. Winds will be west and northwest. They were a little breezier. Yesterday we talked about a light wind at 5 to 10. It was a little breezy at times yesterday. So we'll see what west to northwest at 5 to 10 actually means today. And then for tonight, we'll see lows dropping to 12, and those winds will be light and variable for tonight. So other than the fact that we don't have any snow, very acceptable forecast with no significant snowfall. They are talking about maybe a little something coming through on Sunday with a chance of snow. There's always, with the clickbait stuff going on the web, there's always a link that you can find that'll say major storm or clipper to bring big snow. It's all there. They just want you to click, and then it's not necessarily true. Our forecast shows in the next week that right now there is not anything significant. That can change. That can change day to day, so stay tuned on that. We'll shoot for 25 today. We're going to get Mike Clemens in here to talk about the Packer game on Sunday. I'm thinking that he'll probably be out in Philadelphia for that game. And we'll talk with him at about 8:15 this morning. We'll get Greg Gunderson in here. The gray area today is going to, we're going to make predictions. We have not really made predictions all year long of any NFL games. But today we will. Gray and I will tell you. We will ruin all of the excitement of the NFL wildcard games by telling you wildcard weekend. And we're going to tell you who's going to win. So if you don't want to be disappointed, don't listen. 8 o'clock hour, probably about 8:30 this morning. We'll do some NFL predictions after the birthdays. Shopping show to come this morning, too. We'll see who makes their way in for that today. Let's get you updated twice an hour. We'll get you a little news, get you a little sports. So let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As many as 10,000 structures have been damaged or destroyed by the Los Angeles wildfires. Nearly 200,000 people are under mandatory evacuation orders, among them Andrew Schwartz, who used to live in Pacific Palisades with his wife and two children.
It's what it takes to build up a life as a family. It's just the day-to-day routine, the things that take forever to set up when you have young children. And when you're displaced and you have to start over, there's just so much to figure out.
Many neighborhoods, including most of Pacific Palisades, California, are unrecognizable after fires moved through. New York Judge Juan Merchan will sentence Donald Trump today in his hush money case. Trump will not get jail time, but he will become the first U.S. president ever convicted and sentenced for a crime. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether TikTok should be banned for national security reasons. Congress ordered the app's Chinese-based owners to sell or face a ban. So far, they haven't done that. This is ABC News.
Is Jordan Love ready?
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Eagles Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Quarterback Jordan Love dealing with an elbow injury suffered during the Bears game that left his throwing hand numb for a few days. It's still bothering him throwing in practice.
Yeah, it's more my elbow, covering that.
Soreness?
Yes.
So how did he look yesterday? Could he run the offense? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, he looked fine. He looked good.
Game time Sunday at 3:30. We'll have reports from Philly. NBA, the Bucks in Orlando tonight against the Magic. In Madison, the Badgers host Minnesota. Baseball, the Brewers reaching agreements with five players, including pitchers Aaron Civale, Yoel Piamps, and last year's closer Trevor McGill.
This is my favorite town. Okay. Favorite stadium and everything. I really love this place. You know, it's baseball in Milwaukee, and these fans show up every day for us, and, you know, you can feel it.
They could not reach a deal with catcher William Contreras, who is headed to arbitration. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report.
A new year and a positive outlook for ice anglers. Following the warm-up and rain that took the snow off the ice on the lakes, bitter cold has moved in to build our ice base. A couple light dustings of snow have all but blown off with the recent winds. Creepers are a must. Our local emergency room reportedly had 90 cases of people falling and being hurt in one day. Be very cautious. Fishing took a bit of a dip from the previous weekend, but not surprisingly. Last weekend was a new moon period, plus the very warm temperatures, followed by cold sub-zero plus wind has thinned out the ice crowd for the time being. Crappie fishing has been very good to good, been best over basins of 18 to 23 feet. The roaming schools have been taking waxies on rattling Castmasters and Tika Flash. Minnows on tip downs, tough in single digit weather, but lots of catches reporting 9 to 11 inch eaters with slabs to 14 and a half. Some crappies have been found in weeds mixed with the gills, but these fish seem to be reluctant to bite. Fishing has been best on tiny jigs, numbered 12 to number 10, tipped with pink and bubblegum plastics. Walleye fishing has been good to fair. Action has slowed and reports of light biters picking up tip-up baits, moving a bit, then dropping, is a sign that smaller bait, such as small shiners, smaller suckers, or large fatheads on number 12 trebles would be a better setup. But despite that, still some very nice walleyes have been caught. The cold snap may have had a lot to do with the recent reluctance. With ice thickness reports of 10 to 13 inches and building, the lakes are booming. This coming weekend should provide even better access. Snowmobiles, ATVs, and UTVs are fine, and we should have safe truck travel once lakes reach 14 to 15 inches of ice. There's little snow in the forecast and mild temps for the 20s for the weekend. This has been Nate with your Kurtz Island Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries today. We'll get to around 21 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 4 above. Tomorrow, cloudy, 21 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. We could end up with a couple of inches, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 18.
98Q Country.
Yeah, something like a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. But one more call, it's the one more what you doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town. And you walk right in, it's one more, here we go again. One more drink leads to another. You slide up close to me. Tear your t-shirts off each other. Your hands all over me. I tell myself I'm not in love. But one more time is a night in love. One last kiss and then you're a goner. Like you shouldn't even stay a little longer.
Then you're a goner. Mind you wishing you could.
Country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Hardwood, it fell like broken glass. She said, sometimes love slips away and you just can't get it back. Let's face it, for one split second she almost turned around, but that would be like pouring raindrops back into a cloud. So she took another step and said, I see the way out and I'm gonna take it. To the sink and pours it down the drain. He said, it's time to be a man and stop living for yesterday. Gotta face it.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone.
But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band, and we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl who loved me the whole damn time, and I drank my whiskey and she drank wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. And we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody who can drink like me. Soon I'll be 24 and the Lord knows that I can't drink no more. I know I should have taken it slow. It's not the way. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, Mama, please don't look at me.
Chase Beckham, 98Q Country. Called 23. 19 is our temp. 25 is what we're looking at today. The weekend should be pretty nice. Some snow, as our civic meteorologist mentioned there just a little bit ago. Possible maybe on Sunday. Possibility of an inch or two. So we'll see how that plays out. Going to be temperature-wise very acceptable today, tomorrow, Sunday, with temperatures in the 25 range on the high end. Monday and Tuesday are going to be cold. Monday right now they're calling for a high of 4 above. But then turning around rather quickly with temperatures probably reaching 30 by later next week. That's what they're saying right now anyway. Usually those extended forecasts are close. They vary a little bit, but it looks like a warming trend and kind of that up and down. Warm this weekend, cold to start next week, and then back up on the warm side with not anything significant snow-wise. Maybe an inch or two in some areas on Sunday. We saw a dusting here overnight. Enough to cover up the grass anyway, enough to make the roadways a little bit road covered, so you might want to allow yourself a little extra time to get to where you need to be. Traffic going to be moving just a little bit slower here this morning. We're excited for the playoffs, Packers, Sunday. This is a firing game, they call this. If the Packers go to Philadelphia and beat the Eagles, the head coach of the Eagles, Sirianni, there's a pretty good chance that he loses his job, even though he's been really good. That's Philadelphia. That's how Philadelphia works. But I've heard the question posed several times to experts, you know, the experts. And they say if the Packers go into Philadelphia and win, does Sirianni get fired, the head coach of the Eagles? And at the very least, there was a pause with most of the people. And they're like, well, could be. Never know. They're going to have their hands full. Jordan Love is not 100%. He's having some issues with still that numbness, a little numbness in the arm. And temperatures in Philly are going to be probably in that 35-40 range, so not too bad temperature-wise in Philadelphia for the game. That's a 3:25 kick on Sunday, and we've got a 1 o'clock pregame. Busy day today. We've got a doubleheader of high school sports. Newman Catholic is coming to town to take on the Phillips Loggers, and Jeff Haken will be there bringing the call. The girls will play, and girls and boys, with a 5:45 first the tap at 5:45, and then the boys, is it the girls first, boys second? I had, because we got two doubleheaders tonight, Auburndale's coming to Shawamigan tonight, so the boys game will be first. So the boys varsity at 5:30, and then the girls will follow that in the high school. That's in the high school gym, and then the JV going on over in the middle school gym. And then here in Park Falls, Shawamigan, Auburndale will come to town. And that's a varsity-only boys and girls doubleheader. Again, with a start time on that of 5, let's see. A lot of times they vary 5:30 to 5:45. 5:30. So the girls will play first at 5:30 here in Park Falls. And then the boys will play against Auburndale at 7:15. Shawamigan, Auburndale. So a couple of chances for you to get out and see some local sports action for Park Falls and for Phillips. The Butternut girls are going to hit the road. They're going to be up in Washburn for their contest today. Let's get some words of wisdom as we get this weekend off and running. We take a minute here this morning to focus on the family.
All right, I'll admit it. When I spend time with my family, I like things to go well. It's a bit of a type A thing. At a baseball game or when we're camping, I don't want it to rain. If I do a project with my boys, I like it to turn out right, all the seams glued perfectly. But I'm learning that the memories we create, not a perfect experience, are what's most important. Fishing is a good example of that. My dad never took me, so I've never known much about the sport. The first few times I went with friends, I felt out of place, and that's one thing about guys, we like to feel competent about what we're doing. I didn't have that confidence that comes when you've done something since childhood. I wasn't any better prepared the first time I took my sons, Trent and Troy. We've had some close calls together, like learning how to put hooks through the bait instead of our fingers, or casting into the water instead of nearby trees. But we've created great memories. I'll always remember the smile on my boys' faces when they landed their first rainbow trout. The point is, parenting could be a tough job, and no one starts as an expert. It's a role that we grow into. What matters is our willingness to give it our best shot every day. The good news is, we don't have to excel at something to give our kids an experience with us that they're going to remember forever, and hopefully with a smile on their face. To help your children thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Hey, Big G here, and I've got to tell you about one of my favorite places to eat, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. They've got fine dining, beautiful year-round cabins, even deliver pizza and anything on the menu. Call 715-208-2795, Fridays and Saturdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Save your flyers, collect 20, and your next pizza's on Lena. Don't miss nightly specials Tuesday through Sunday, Friday's all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, and a new porterhouse steak. All trails lead to Lena's Northern Pines, your dinner destination. A Lakeshore Drive in Butternut, Arlena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Through the holidays, you may have thought, one day soon, I'll get back to all the things I put off for the holidays. Well, one day soon is here, and so is Macy's One Day Sale, with specials on everything you want and need right now, like 25 to 40% off active gear from Adidas, Reebok, and The North Face. With deals this good, you can treat yourself to this, that, and anything else you've been eyeing. It's time to seize your one day soon, because this one day sale is going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
98Q Country.
I was all but 22, I think, at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat, and I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes, and I said, baby, I think you're gonna want to hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. Baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me.
Well, I was down at a local beer joint with a few of the guys, but this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave, and you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this.
Country.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they need. It's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, but just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever, amen. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Hey.